You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a numerology obsession and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents could count to three. St. Augustine quipped, "They were the universal language on earth and beyond." That's hard to dispute as we use them to count and measure, but also to label, order, and decipher. They are the fundamental language of all sciences, but hold religious and mystical symbolism too. You needed to know them to tune in this fine radio station, and they are the root of our ability to make music, as well as communicate it. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, grab your sonic tally counters as we explore numbers. It'll be as easy as 1, 2, 3 when we dial in the digits with Willie Dixon, Eddie Cochran, the Miller Sisters, Sugar Child Robinson, the Honey Bears, Mose Allison, James Brown, Junior Wells, and Chuck Berry. A group of 20 is called a score, but that just wouldn't have sounded right for songwriter Nelda Fairchild's best-known number. It was a highlight of the 1956 film The Girl Can't Help It, while simultaneously launching the career of its performer, Eddie Cochran. But perhaps more importantly, it was the song a young McCartney would employ to join Lennon's quarrymen, 20 Flight Rock.
Ooh, well, I gotta get over the record machine when it comes to rockin', she's the queen. We'll love to dance on a Saturday night. All alone where I can hold her tight, but she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk 1, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 50 to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. She come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. 15th, 4, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, I sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. Love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
In folklore, the seventh son of a seventh son is a man imbued with magical power. But to be such a man is no easy feat. The seventh son must come from an unbroken line of children with no females born between, and in turn, be born to such a seventh son. Inspired by this legend, Willie Dixon wrote a 1955 number for pianist Willie Maven, which Mose Allison tried his luck with in 1958, yet it would take 7 more years for Johnny Rivers' lame cover to be the hit. But Mose had 7 times JR's talent, the seventh son.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. And talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son.
Only Sam Phillips knew why there was abundant unreleased material in the vaults to fill a 6-CD box set of the female artists at Sun, but a possible reason may lie with the Miller sisters. In 1956, the sisters, well, sisters-in-law, as Elsie Joe was married to Mildred's brother Roy, the group's guitarist, the Millers scored a 10.0 on the rockabilly scale with the single 10 Cats Down, but it only perpetuated Phillips' struggle to find the ladies at Sun a hit.
Six ready go cats, seven cats, eight cats, nine hot half cats, ten half cats, ready to go. Well, we're off with one, show us fun. Try number two, I learned something new. Roll number three, got the best of me. Caught number four, I burned up the floor. But number five, old man alive, that's five cats down and five to go. Hey, rock, 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 cat, rock, now rock, rock.
Triangle connotes a romantic relationship that is unsuitable to one or more of the three parties involved. A similar arrangement in which all parties agree is called a triad, but that's for another show. It was a triangle country artist Roy Dresky sang about in 1961, and fellow country artist Dave Dudley later covered. but it was probably James Brown's 1962 cover that completed that triangle. Three Hearts in a Tangle. Simon counted 50 ways to leave his lover, but nearly 20 years prior, Willie Dixon counted almost as many ways to get to his lover. Although never keen on being a headlining artist, there were times when the staggeringly prolific songwriter's name would fill a label as performer and writer, such as the sparse 1956 classic, 29 Ways.
Down the hall when the going get tough, I got a hole in the wall. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby's door.
She need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
I could come through the chimney like Santa Claus, go through the window and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom door. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby. That no one knows, a master key to fit any lock, a hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One.
A child's first introduction into math is learning to count. Thus, it's of little surprise that Plank Spanking Wunderkind Frank Sugarchild Robinson's first release for Capitol in 1949 taught exactly that. Although he was all of 10 that year, he was already an 88 ace of the highest order and could articulate why Boogie Woogie is also known as 8 to the bar. Numbers Boogie. Was one half of the duet Willie and Ruth on Lieber and Stoller's Spark Records and cut several solo singles for the fleeting Dutone label. But at Spark, Willie Hayden was also the voice of the group The Honey Bears, whom cut one stud of a frantic number written by the label owners in 1954. One Bad Stud.
Well, there's one bad stud moved in my neighborhood. Well, one bad stud moved in my neighborhood. Well, he's big and bad, and I know he ain't no good. He don't wear no hat, don't wear no shoes. He don't wear no hat, don't wear no shoes. He just hang on the corner and sing, oh, can't you do? There's one bad star,
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 one bad.
Goodbye. If you like your baby, you can kiss your baby goodbye. All the girls I love in high school, I love him fine. He love good whiskey, love his rock and roll. Yes, he love good whiskey, love his rock and roll. It takes 10 balls to make that moon get high. Well, one bad star,
one bad star,
one bad star,
one bad star.
Well, he stole $10 and locked that cat in jail. Well, he stole $10 and locked the cat in jail.
Well, he got my baby to come and pay his bill. He got big, big muscles, Lord, it look like a bear. Yes, he got big, big muscles, Lord, he look like a bear. When the cat get mad, you know I won't be there. But I don't want
In Memphis, Amos Blakemore, a.k.a. Junior Wells, came under the tutelage of Junior Parker before he mastered the 10-hole harp and moved to Chicago. After forming his own group, the Aces, and a stint with Muddy Waters, Wells began recording solo singles for one of Chicago's forgotten labels, Chief, where he cut this Willie Dixon penned number in 1957 that ironically features no harmonica, Two-Headed Woman.
I got a two-headed woman, knows everything I do. I got a two-headed woman, knows everything I do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. I went to a fortune teller to the Seven Sister Tomb. They go away, little boy. It ain't nothing we can do. You got a two-headed woman who knows everything you do. Keep your eyes on me, two more eyes on you. Oh, I met the voodoo man. His voodoo wouldn't work. It's a dirty shame. You got a two-headed woman. Those are the things you do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. Everywhere I go, I try to have some fun, but I found out two heads is better than one. You got a two-headed woman. Those are the things you do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Pythagoras. Be sure to send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. Turning 16 is viewed as a rite of passage in the U.S. However, if 16-year-olds really thought about it, they'd realize it only means they can drop out of high school and drive themselves to a 40-hour-a-week job for minimum wage, but I digress. In Rock and Rhythm, there were many songs that celebrated turning 16, but only Chuck Berry celebrated it best in 1957. Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Whoa. whisper to mommy, it's all right with you. 'Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. On bandstand, Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with, oh, sweet little 16, sweet little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.